完犊的。
You will like it always.
这段圣经带给人这么大的鼓励，这么大的温暖，这么大的力量。
Because this passage brings encouragement and warmth and many benefit and blessings to people.
这个狮子王宣告了，这个天使就是狮子王。
Yeah, the angels here is like a lion.
他说今天在大卫城里面为你们生了救主。
And it says here, in the city of David, the Savior is born.
就是主基督。
Who is, that is Christ, the Lord.
你们要看见一个婴孩。
And you will see a child.
包着布。
And wrapped in a cloth.
卧在马槽里。
Lying in a manger.
那就是记号了。
There are the signs.
所以这个记号呢。
And the sign.
这个记号呢
and the sign is
这个记号就是什么呢有三样
there are three, this sign has like three elements
一个婴孩
a child
就是一个非常普通的
just a regular average child
所以你到医院去那么多婴孩你要看哪一个
if you go to hospital there are many babiesWhich one that you look for?
如果你去看的话，你会知道你要看哪一个。
But if you should know which one to look for.
但是就这样一个婴孩
，a child，
太平凡了
，just like any other children，
太普通了
，just regular one，
太不起眼了
，nothing particular。
那么第二个记号呢？第二个方面呢，就是包着布。
The second element of this sign is like wrapped in clothes.
就很简单的就是包着一块布。
Just like wrapped in a regular clothes.
第三个记号呢
The third element of this sign.
放卧在马槽里。
Lying in a manger.
如果今天有人告诉你这么一件事有一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里你的反应是什么
If someone tell you today that a child wrapped in a clothes lying in a manger, what do you think?
你想到的这个小孩很可怜是一个弃婴啊。
What a pity, it must be like the child must be abandoned.
我告诉你这个是天父把他的一儿子好像一个弃婴一样的送到世上来。
But like from this passage that we see that this child is the only son of God who sent to us,Just like an abandoned child.
那么上师天父为什么要这样做呢
Why God did it this way?
第一这是天父的大能力。
This is like the mighty of God.
神在婴孩和吃奶的口中建立的能力。
Just like in some out of the mouth of babies and infants, you have established strength because of your father.
第二呢就是这是一个非常可亲的救主。
And second, this child is like admirable.
这个也天父把这么一个可爱可亲的救主给我们。
God, our Father, gave this child to us.
那么没有一个人物，没有任何人比一个婴孩更可亲、更可爱。
There's no one like a child who is more approachable.
如果今天你要去找工作了
If you go to look for a job
你紧张不紧张啊
Are you nervous?
哇准备了很多材料
You prepare a lot
穿衣服
And you choose the best clothes
梳头
And comb your hair
女孩更麻烦了
And it is even more trouble for girls
这样搞那样搞搞半天
Yeah to wear makeups and many other things you have to do
很紧张的
you are so nervous
但是你去看一个婴孩的时候
but when you look at a child
你紧张不紧张啊
are you nervous
你会不会讲哎呀这个婴孩对我的印象好不好啊
will you ask the baby like just like someone who was just holding Naomi will you ask her oh What is your impression about me?
你会不会觉得，哎呀，我潇洒不潇洒？他认不知道，不知道我很潇洒。
Do you know that I'm free like a horse?
婴孩是对任何人没有威胁。
Child is like it's not holding against anyone.
婴孩是对任何人没有威胁的。
A child is not a threat to anyone.
所以这一位救主什么？给我们一个最慈爱的呼召。
And the Savior give us the most affectionate call.
只有一个字。
Only one.
就是叫我们来。
One calling. Just come.
就是来。太伟大了啊！耶稣基督就是一个婴孩到这样，就是叫我们过来。
Let the Savior just call us to come to Him.
然后呢，这个救主怎样的救主？这个婴孩是一个非常精装的礼物，这个没办法形容了，没办法形容。
The Savior is a very delicate gift to us.
包得很好的礼物
，like wrapped in a very delicate way.
不是那个包装纸很了不起，不是这个意思。
It's not the wrapping.
我没有办法来形容了。
I cannot describe.
我给你举个例子。
For example,
在中国有个大官。
There's a high official in China.
他要送礼物啊，送给他在上面一级的人，比他更高的官。
He is like preparing a gift to someone particular higher than him.
他怎么送呢
？How did he?Give this gift to him.
很厉害
In a very awesome or great way.
他买一架全新的600号的 Benz.
He bought a brand new Benz 600.
没错，600号的 Benz, 全新的
A brand new Benz 600.
然后这个车子里面呢
And inside the car.
放100公斤的黄金
，and one with inside car with 100 kilogram of gold，
取100公斤的黄金的金砖
，100 kilogram of gold，
然后就把这个钥匙交给那个上面的他要送的人
，and then he just like give this car key to the official，
给你了
，to you，
开走吧
，just drive away。
如果给你，你的反应是什么
？What's your impression？
哇，不得了了，血压都高起来了。
And then your heart would race.
脸都红，脸都涨红了。
And all red.
哇，一开车的时候手脚都会抖啊。
You would be so nervous and shaking.
全新的600号的 Benz， 100公斤黄金呢。
And like driving a brand new Benz 600 with 100 kilogram gold inside.
你看主给我们这个婴孩。
But.Look at the Savior. Look at the child that God has given us.
天地万有的主
There's like the law of all.
一切都是他的
All belong to him.
但是他今天把自己成为一个婴孩，完全的给了我们
But he become a child and give himself to us.
不单单是100公斤黄金呢
Not just 100 kilogram of gold.
当你抱起这个婴孩的时候，你也注意了。当你抱这个婴孩的时候
When you embrace this Savior, this child
连这个婴孩的命都在你手里面了
Even his own life is in your hand
所以英国王子给不给你摸啊
Like for example the child of this
Naomi 的 这个 Naomi 给你摸 OK
Yeah, we can hold like Sophia holding a Naomi
Naomi 给你摸
Yeah, you can hold Naomi.
那英国王子给不给你摸啊
？But not the child of prince of United Kingdom.
耶稣天父这样的把耶稣基督这位救主给我们。
But our heavenly Father give this child Jesus to us.
不但是把一切所有给我们
，Not only give us all，
甚至连耶稣的命都在我们的手里面。
The life of this Jesus is in our hand.
太伟大了
，It is great，
太完全了
，It is complete，
已经给到不能够再给了
，It is give us like completely。
所以我们这个救主的第一个记号
，It's like the first sign，
就是一个婴孩
，The first element a child。
第二个记号呢
？The second element of this sign，
就是包着布
，wrapped with clothes。
他要包着布，把他自己隐藏起来。
He was wrapped up because he needed to conceal himself.
因为他太伟大，太光明，太荣耀了。
He is such a great and almighty.
人没办法来承受的。
People cannot accept or totally who that he is.
人也没有办法去了解耶稣基督是谁。
And people cannot completely understand who Jesus is.
所以他必须隐藏自己。
So he must conceal himself.
这个包着布的婴孩。
And wrapped in clothes.
他外面是一个受造的肉身。
And outside, from look at this child, he is just has a physical body.
但是里面是一个造物的主宰。
But inside, he is the creator of all.
他外面是个软弱的婴孩。
From outside, he is a fragile child.
里面是个有全能的神。
But inside, he is Almighty God.
他外面是一个在地上短暂岁月的人。
From outside, he is a short-lived son of man.
但是在他里面是永恒的神。
But inside, he is the eternal son of God.
所以这个表示他的隐藏。
This layer, the wrapping is the representing his consolation.
那另外呢，就是讲到他的降卑。
And then he is humble.
他来到最卑微的人中间。
He come down to the lowest level of man.
他卑微到一个什么地步呢？
To a point,
我也没办法形容。
I cannot describe.
我就给你一个我们生活的例子。
I can just give you an example.
到圣诞节的这个期间的时候，教会也好，团体也好，都鼓励人呢、啊、做一点好事。
Like during this Christmas season, whether inside of the church or outside the church, everyone is encouraged to do good things.
都鼓励人做一些好事。所以呢，这个有一些好人呢，他做什么？他做一个不知名的圣诞老人。
Like for example, some good people to become a Santa Claus.
然后到路上的时候，你不知道他是谁，他就给你一百块。
And then like,
你不要睡觉，等他给你一百块啊。
People don't know who the Santa Claus is, but when he sees someone, he will give $100.
所以有的时候半天，给他一个礼物，哇，他好高兴，原来是一百块啊。
And then like when people receive this $100.They would be so exciting.
我们看到的只有三种的。
And then we see three kind of this good deeds.
第一种呢
？The first one.
过节的时候啊，自己到收容所去煮一个很好的圣诞餐，送一些很好的礼物，请那些无家可归的人来这里吃。
Someone like during this holiday season, would go to the shelters to cook a Christmas meal and prepare gifts.To those homeless.
好不好、啊、好不好、
good?
你们去不去啊
Are you guys going?
去不去去啊
Go.
你们年轻人去不去啊
The youth, are you guys going?
啊要去啊要去你以后申请学校的时候你讲我曾经做过什么什么 social service.
Yes. The youth also need to go because when you apply for college, you can put down what you have done for the community.
这已经很好了。
It's a good thing.
如果不能够写这个你不会去的。
And then if there's like a nothing record, you might not go.
第二呢
？Second,
更好的人呢
？Better people.
他就是悄悄的，不出声的。
He do it quietly.
把这个无家可归的人呢，来，跟我走，把他带回家了。
And he would like bring the homeless home.
在我家里做我的家人，在我家过圣诞节，过两个礼拜。
And stay in my home for Christmas for 2 weeks.
好不好
to be part of the family
好不好
is it good
我们家有没有我们这里有谁做过这种事情
have you done it
请你举手
can you raise your hand if you do it
很少了对不对这是第二种
not that many
第三种
like the third
我是个帝王
if I am a king
我放下我自己帝王的生活
I let go of the lifestyle of a king
我到无家可归人中间去生活跟他们一起住
and live among the homeless people
这是什么
what is this
这就是耶稣基督的降卑
And this is how Christ lowered himself.
来到我们这样的人中间，跟我们一起住。
Live among us.
然后一个一个的把我们救出来。
And then redeem us one by one.
这是讲到天，讲到耶稣基督的这个降卑。
And then this talk about the humility of Jesus Christ.
也讲到耶稣基督的舍弃。
And then his letting go.
他来到这个地上。
Come to this earth.
天父只为他预备了一块布。
Heavenly Father only prepared clothing for him.
你们去学校的时候。
When he comes.
哇，你们
if you go away for school.
你们去学校，你们爸爸妈妈可辛苦了。
Your parents suffer a lot.
这个装一车的东西。
Like pack a whole car. Stuff for you.
这个楼上楼下帮你抬啊，帮你放啊，帮你送啊。
And help you to lift all this stuff into your dorm rooms.
所以孩子真是伟大。
Children are great.
为什么伟大呢
？Why they are great?
爸爸妈妈。
Because of their parents.
爸爸妈妈。
Because of their parents.
不是 because of their parents. 爸爸妈妈。
Their parents.
不怕上帝生气。
Don't quite care about how God feels.
No, 不怕上帝闹我，不怕上帝生气。
Don't do not fear them like God anger at them.
爸爸妈妈帮你搬东西的时候怎么样？怕你生气啊。
Parents that lift things for you help you to move because they are afraid that you are anger at them.
这里讲到耶稣基督的舍弃。
And we can see the give up that Jesus Christ has done.
这里讲到耶稣基督一个爱天父的心。
How Jesus loved God.
这个太伟大了。
That is great.
你知道吗？
You know?
我们现在做父母的，我很好，我已经很老了，我已经有孙了，我不怕了。
Pastor Chen, he is not afraid anymore because he has grandchildren already.
你们中间年轻的人了，你可不要随随便便生孩子。
The younger parents, or the younger couple,
你不要随便生孩子。
Don't have children.
随便为什么你知道吗
？Casually,
没错。为什么你知道吗
？You have to plan.
因为现在啊
，because now,
科技太进步了。
You know, technology is such an advance.
所以那个孩子的，你要孩子可以选的，可以选择的。
You can choose like what kind of child that you want to have?
你的身体要多高
？Like how tall?
你的鼻子要怎么样的
？And then how nice is your nose?
你眉毛要怎么样的
？Your eyebrow.
全部可以定做。
You can custom.
你把几个最好的 最好的这个 DNA 来一起拼拼拼拼凑凑凑啊，凑出来了。
Through the help of technology, you can make the best child.
所以你生孩子，现在以后生孩子很困难了。
So like having children is getting more difficult.
孩子大了以后会生气的。
How you raise them?
你怎么好生不生
？And when they grow up, they would be angry with you.
你怎么好生不生？英文没办法翻译啊。你怎么好生不生？生一个 3D 打印呢 ？3D printing.
It's quite difficult to translate.
对，你好生好的好生你不生，你生一个 3D 打印，3D printing.
No, but in English, like it's not D, but it's like L.
这个 D 什么意思呢？低水准
，low quality,
低智商
，low wisdom,
然后低体能
weak,
这个孩子要怨你的。
And then your child with like this, like 3L is like a low quality, low IQ, and weak. Your children would blame you when they grow up in the future.
但是你看，耶稣睡在茅草里面。
But we see that Jesus lying in a manger.
有一本英文圣经呢。
Like there's an English version of the Bible.
讲说他在那边很舒适的卧在茅草里面，很舒适的。
And then like he was lying in a manger, in Pussy or snack.
就是把他玛利亚把他包得很好。
Because he was wrapped in such a perfect way.
所以他在里面很满足了，我已经很够了。
And then that Jesus felt so satisfied and enough.
你要想一想。
Secure.
你要想一想。
You have to think.
耶稣来到这个地上
when Jesus come to this
earth, 卧在马槽里是什么样一个环境
lying in a manger, you can imagine what kind of situation is that
什么样的一个地方
what kind of place that he is in
什么样的一个空气
and then what kind of air that he is breathing
什么样的一个相貌
and then what kind of look that he has
但是他很满意很满足了
but he is satisfied, he is secure
耶稣基督在地上受过这么多的苦难这么多的困难耶稣基督没有一句怨言没有一点点的不满
Even though Jesus Christ from child on he has suffered a lot but he is satisfied he has not complained
甚至他在十字架的时候他怎么说呢
Even on the cross what did he say
祭物和礼物你不喜悦
In sacrifice and offering, you have not delighted.
你已经开通我的耳朵。
But you have given me an open ear.
燔祭和赎罪祭非你所要。
Burnt offering and sin offering, you have not required.
那时我说。
Then I said,
看啊，我来了。
Behold, I have come.
我的事在经卷上已经记载了。
In the scroll of the book, it is written of me.
我的神啊。
Oh my God,
我乐意照你旨意行。
I delight to do your will.
你的律法在我心里。
Your law is within my heart.
耶稣基督的这一生。
The life of Jesus Christ.
从他生下来到马槽。
From the day that he was born in the manger.
一直到他为我们钉十字架。
To the point he was crucified on the cross.
他对天父一切的安排都是感恩，都是满意，都是感谢。
He is satisfied. He is praising God for what he has arranged for him.
这就是一个爱天父的心。
This is the heart that loves God.
那么第三个记号呢
？The third element.
就是卧在马槽。
Lying in a manger.
卧在马槽。
Lying in a manger.
这个不是马槽，不马槽不是记号。
The manger is not the sign.
卧在马槽才是记号
Lying is the sign
这个是整个的要卧在马槽这才是记号
Lying in the manger is the sign the whole thing
那么这个第一个什么意思呢
what does it mean
就是耶稣基督为我们钉十字架的意思
Means that Jesus Christ was crucified for us
因为这个卧在马槽呢
Lying in the manger
就好像一个死掉的人
It's like a dead person
放在棺材里面
lying in a coffin
而且呢这个死掉的人棺裹上一个埋葬的布
like a dead person also was wrapped in clothes
所以这个记号就是表示耶稣基督为我们钉十字架的意思
It's the same as like Jesus Christ who was crucified for us
所以救主的第一个记号就是为救主的这个记号就是为我们钉十字架
The sign is that Jesus Christ was crucified for us
上个礼拜六
Last Saturday
12月13号
December 13
在中国的历史上是一件很重要的事情
There's a memorable event happened in China
就是南京大屠杀第一次举行国家公祭
To remember the Nanjing massacre, the first time they have a national cemetery.
那么像这样的一个纪念是中国是第一次。
This kind of remembrance is the first time happened in China.
所以中国以前在抗在战争的时候那种屠杀、那种死亡、那种惨痛，这个是空前绝后的。
Like this kind of remembrance is like the first time, in the history of China.
所以中国人这一条气啊，永远不能够顺了。广东话讲，一条气不顺了。
The Chinese will not feel comfortable and like at ease.
这个不是 comfortable 那么简单的、啊，一条气不顺呐、啊，哇，好闹啊，闹谁啊
？Or not relieved.
就是很激黑啊，很激黑。所以，那么你要怎么样才把这个气能够消平呢
？And then how can you relieve this kind of anger？
你怎么样才可以把这个气消平呢？
Yeah, how can you relieve this kind
of anger? 你必须要有侵略者的赎罪赔罪。
Only through like, those who have done such a killing.
你要有这个
apologize,
赎罪跟赔罪。
To apologize to exculpate.
然后你还有同样分量的这个什么？同样分量的这个赔偿才可以。
In the equality of like, the reparation.
我不是鼓励这个种族仇恨，绝对不是。
It's not, I'm not saying to encourage the Haitian people.
我只是讲到这个公义的问题。
Just about the righteousness.
同样的。
The same.
在二次大战的时候，德国人纳粹党也屠杀了很多很多的犹太人。
And then, like in the Second World War, the German Nazi also killed a lot of Jewish people.
他们也屠杀了很多东欧的人。
And also killed a lot of people from Eastern Europe.
像苏联呢，
in Russia,
波兰呢，
Poland,
捷克呢，南斯拉夫呢。
And Czech.
但是他们打完仗以后
，After the war,
德国人知道我们犯了大罪了。
The Germany people know that they have done a terrible thing.
我们应该赎罪，我们应该赔罪。
They have commit a great sin, so they need to repent. They need to apologize.
所以他们很早开始就对这些国家有很大额的赔偿。
And then from early on, they paid to these countries that they have done harm to with great price.
然后到1970年。
1970, 12月7号
的时候
，December the 7th，
那时候德国的国家元首 Willy Brandt，
the German president Willy Brandt，
他到那边去访问，到波兰去访问。
He was like doing a visitation to Poland。
他也到捷克、波兰那些国家做一些外交的工作。
And also did some diplomatic work in Check.
那一天他就要照着他们德国人那时候的一个规矩，要到这个波兰犹太人殉难的这个纪念碑那边去献花。
And then he followed the tradition of the Germany president to go to the monument for Jewish victims of Warsaw.
那当他去的那一天呢？
The day that he went,
他早上起来就有一个很特别的感觉。
When that morning when he got up, he had this particular feeling.
他说我不能够单单的就是只是献一个宣献一个花圈。
I cannot just you know offer flowers only.
他必须有一个赎罪的态度，有一个代替纳粹党他妈的时候作恶的态度，要有一个赎罪的意思来赔偿他们所做的。
He then reflect that he must.Doing such a repenting way for the Germany people.
所以他就带着这个花圈去献花。
And he bring all these flowers.
当他献完这个花以后
，After he offered the flowers to the monument,
他突然有个感动。
And then he was suddenly touched.
他就跪下来了。
He knelt down.
他说：“神啊
，And pray to God.
饶恕我们的罪过。
Forgive us. Forgive what we have done.
愿这些苦难的灵魂能够得到安息。
May this souls finally rest.
他自己也没有想到他会这样做。
He didn't imagine that he would done this.
所有的记者是外国人也没有想到他会这样做。
All those reporters would not have thought that he would do it.
但是他这样一跪下来以后
，After he knelt down,
他们说。
All these reporters say.
这是欧洲1000年来。
It's like for a thousand years in Europe.
一个最强烈的赎罪的一个表现。
The strongest repenting kind of gesture happened.
他因为他这样一跪。
Because he knelt down.
那些被他屠杀的波兰人。
All those have been killed by the Germany in World War II.
那些波兰人他们的怨气。通通消解
，all their anger and hatred dissolve，
然后也让德国和东欧的人可以和好
，and then also this act reconcile between Germany and Europe, Eastern Europe.
那么这是个例子。
There's only one example.
耶稣基督为什么为我们钉十字架？
Why Jesus Christ was crucified for us?
因为我们跟神，人跟神中间呢，也有这样的问题。
Because there's the same issue between man and God.
就是侵略者做了犯的罪过。
Like the
侵略谁？
The people who attacked.
然后说纳粹党所做的恶。
Nazi have done terrible sin.
所有这一切的罪恶。
All this sin, evil thing.
不但是伤害人呢。
Not only hurt people.
也是对神的不敬。
Also, unrespect to God.
也是攻击神、冒犯神、顶撞神。
Also offend to God and attack God and damage to God.
损伤神的荣耀。
Damage His glory.
那么我们人为什么会这样呢？
Why we are acting like this?
那么我会成为一个侵略者吗？
Will I become an attacker?
我会成为一个纳粹党的人吗？
Will I be like a Nazi?
我也会这么样的恶劣吗？
Will I be this kind of terrible, evil?
承认不承认？
Will we admit that?
大概大家不承认。我绝对不会像纳粹党。
Are we dare to admit that we are like Nazi?
我绝对不会这样侵略人家。
I will not do such evil things.
但是耶稣怎么讲呢？
But how Jesus say?
耶稣怎么说呢？
How Jesus describe?
耶稣说我们人里面有一个罪的源头。
Jesus said that like there's a source of evil inside of us.
我们在我们人里面有那个罪的根在里面。
In every human being, there's this evil root.
所以这个里面是什么呢？
What is the inside?
恶念、苟合、偷盗、凶杀、奸淫、贪婪、邪恶、诡诈、淫荡、嫉妒、谤赌、骄傲、狂妄。这一切的恶
like evil thoughts, sexual immorality, thief, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, and foolishness.
因为每个人里面都是这样的东西。
All this evil, sinful nature is inside each person.
所以你看报纸，听新闻，这就是我们人里面这些东西的表现。
When we read the reports and watch the TV news, we see all these acts from all this evil nature.
所以你看我们教会的祷告事项下面好多条也报告这些事情。
When you read the announcement or the prayer request on our politics, we also pray for all these issues.
所以国家啦
like countries,
群组啦
community,
宗教啦
religion,
机构呢
organization,
学校呢
school,
家庭呢
family,
大家就是增进效力
compete,
凌霸
bully,
然后是纵欲
indulgent,
下至野心
controlling,
每个人都有优越感，我总比你好一点。
We always think I am the better one.
所以自大狂妄
pride and arrogant.
所以我们人怎么可怜呢？
We are in such a pity situation.
除了耶稣基督以外
except Jesus Christ.
你不要不相信。
You have to believe.
我告诉你，一定会承认的。
You have to admit.
我们人一生下来就是恐怖分子。
The day that we born, we were born, we actually a terrorism.
这个罪恶的炸弹就在我们里面。
Because this bomb, this evil bomb is inside us.
我们一辈子都在躲啊。
We avoid our whole life.
爸爸告诉你了。
Your father will tell you.
乖孩子啊，今天不要去逛街啊。
Be good. Go window shopping.
今天有马拉松大爆炸，你不要去逛街啊。
There's a marathon. There will be a bombing.
你今天呢、啊？不要去学校，因为那个 Newtown School 开枪啊。
Don't go to school because there will be shooting in the school.
妈妈跟你讲，你今天呢，不要跟爸爸去喝咖啡啊。
Don't go to coffee shop with your father.
因为学里那个咖啡店有人打枪啊。
Or also that's nice sitting in the coffee shop.
啊，还有的爸爸妈妈告诉你，今天呢，你不要来教会过圣诞节。
And then I don't even go to church for Christmas.
啊，因为在科罗拉多教堂有人开枪啊。
They're also shooting in the church.
啊，然后讲今天你不要去看电影了。
Don't go watch movie.
那个金老爷要给你911啊。
And then like there's like a Korean give you 911.
给你911啊。
Oh, okay.
那么你躲了半天回家了。
You avoid all this stuff and then finally you get home.
一关门啪。
And then when you close, slam the door, boom.
砰，自己爆炸了。
And then you yourself explode.
冲动犯罪的人啊。
We are motivated to sin.
犯过罪以后。
After sinning.
都不知道自己这样的暴力残酷堕落。
And still don't know that we are violence.
没有一个人有希望的。
And fallen, there's no hope in us.
所以耶稣基督为什么降世成为卧在马槽的婴孩呢？
Why Jesus has to be born in this way?
耶稣来做两件事。
Lying in a manger.
第一，
he comes to do two things.
为我们赎罪。
One is that to redeem.
把我们跟神中间的忧愁冤仇啊，给他整个废掉了。
He paid the price, the complete price to erase the hatred between us and God.
就好像 Willy Brandt 在波兰华沙做的事情。
Just like the German president Willy Brandt who knelt down before the monument.
耶稣基督他先把我们人和神中间的冤仇废掉了。
First, Jesus erased the hatred between Jesus, between us and God.
第二件事耶稣做的呢？
The second thing that he has done,
把我们里面这个炸弹呢，怎么样？你想通这个神学没有？炸弹神学，你知道吗？
The bomb inside us.
Bomb theology, 炸弹神学。
What that Jesus has done?
他把这个炸弹给你解掉。
He defused.
太伟大了。
He defused the bomb in us.
Yeah, defuse 这个字真的很好。把这个棒给你解掉了，给你 defuse。
Defuse the bomb, the evil bomb.
但是这个炸弹呢，你现在挖不出来的。
You cannot take it out now.
但是我给你个大的福音。
The great gospel.
有一天你到耶稣那里的时候。
When we all to be in heaven with Jesus.
耶稣给你一个新的身体。
Jesus will give us a new body.
然后这个新的身体怎么样？你就这个旧的身体就脱掉了。这个罪恶的炸弹怎么就脱掉了啊？这是最新的炸弹神学。
You will be unclothed your old self and take up the new body that Jesus has prepared.
你这个炸弹只要你活着，永远挖不出来的。
And as we live in this life, the bomb cannot take it out from us.
如果不是耶稣基督把它 defuse， 你随时会爆炸。
But Jesus has defused the bomb in us.
你任何时候都会爆炸。
Otherwise, we will explode anytime.
所以耶稣基督卧在马槽的意思呢？
That Jesus Christ lying in a manger.
第一就是为我们赎罪。
First thing that he has done is that to redeem us, to pay the price.
就是我们人一切的犯罪亏损。
All this thing that we have against God.
放在天平里面。
On the balance.
然后耶稣基督在十字架上面的赎罪赔罪
all the things that Jesus Christ has done on the cross
把这个罪完全给他抵消了
to erase all these things that we have done against God
那么第二件事耶稣做了什么呢
the second thing that he has done for us
耶稣说我是生命的粮
I am the bread of life
马槽卧在马槽什么东西放在马槽
lying in the manger what else beside the manger is like put in
那个放在马槽里面的东西是喂那些动物吃的
and all is like the stuff for the animals
让那个动物可以活下去
so the animal will live
所以耶稣卧在马槽的意思是什么呢
lying in the manger what does it mean
就是他让我们得到另外一种生命
He will give us another life.
你领受了耶稣了。
When you receive Jesus Christ,
你接受耶稣的拯救。
You will receive His salvation.
你接受耶稣的管理。
You receive His Lordship.
你接受耶稣的话。
You receive His truth.
你接受耶稣的真理。
His teaching.
耶稣管你的说话，管你的行动，管你的一切。
Jesus will be responsible, will guide all your talking and doing.
这就是领受的意思，这就是吃的意思。
It's like it's receiving, it's like getting strength.
所以你一吃这个生命的粮呢？
When we have this bread of life,
你就第一你就有生命了。
Then you have life.
然后你继续吃呢？
You continue to have.
你就有丰盛的生命。
And then you have abundant life.
所以耶稣说，我来了。
So Jesus said, I come.
是要叫羊得生命。
My sheep will have life.
而且得的更丰盛。
Abundant life.
所以耶稣呢，就为我们钉十字架。
Jesus Christ was crucified for us.
他是末后亚当的主类。
He is the last Adam.
就是信耶稣的人。
Those who believe in Jesus Christ.
接受耶稣的人。
Receive him.
就是另外一个人种了
，another kind of race，
不是第一种的人了
，not the original race，
第一种人呢
？the original race，
一生下来你们就有撒旦
，when they are born， there's this evil bomb inside of them。
那么第二种人呢
？the second kind of race，
接受耶稣的人呢
？those who receive Christ，
里面另外一种生命呢
？there's another kind of life。
然后你越继续的吃耶稣呢
？Continue to receive Jesus Christ.
你就
continue to intake this bread of life.
你就会得到更丰盛的生命。
And then we will have abundant life.
这个意思就是你会跟耶稣的看法、想法、做法一样。
And then we will be more like Jesus in our thinking, talking, and doing.
那么也只有这样。
Only in this way.
天使怎么说呢？
What did the angel say?
至高之处，荣耀归于神。
Glory to God in the highest.
地上平安归于什么人呢？
And on earth peace among to who?
谁？归于什么人呢？
To whom?
他所喜悦的人呢？
Among those with whom he is pleased.
如果我不信耶稣啊，
If I don't believe in Jesus Christ,
我劝你不要过圣诞节。
Don't celebrate Christmas.
你越过圣诞节越没有平安了。
The more you celebrate Christmas,
因为你越过圣诞节你越生气，你越过圣诞节你越恨，越过圣诞节你越竞争、嫉妒、贪婪，什么都来了。为什么
？The more that you celebrate Christmas, the more anger you will get. Why?
老娘啊，为你煮饭煮一年了。
Oh, I cook for
你老婆，你不会烦恼。
I cook for you for a year.
我为你忙那么多。
I have been busy for you.
你送给你的老板送那么好的礼物，你送过什么东西啊
？You buy a good gift for your boss, but what did you buy to me?
所以如果你没有耶稣基督的生命，你不要过圣诞节。
If you don't receive Jesus, you don't believe in Jesus Christ.
You 没有耶稣，你不要唱平安夜，你不会平安的。
But if you are not a Christian, don't believe in Jesus, don't sing the Silent Night.
所以当那些牧羊人
，then all these shepherds，
当那个约瑟
，when Joseph，
玛利亚
，Mary，
耶稣
，Jesus，
他们在马房里面
，when they are all in their
马房
the stable，
然后他们地位低。
They were low in social status.
他们房屋低，他们的屋檐很低，这个马房。
And then the ceiling was low as well.
然后呢，他们的工作很低。
Their job is also a low tech job.
然后是这个 low tech job 没错。他们这个是是木匠，是牧羊，是做妈妈的。
Like shepherd, like carpenter.
但是他们怎么样？
But what they do?
神所喜悦的人。
But
他们是神所喜悦的人。
But they are loved by God.
这位婴孩
，this child，
就是神所喜悦的人里面的第一位。
And this child is like the most loved by God.
以后所有信他的
，all those who believe in this child，
都是在这个族类里面。
And also in this family, in this race.
所以几十年前就有人讲过这么一句话。
Many years ago, someone said,
耶稣基督可以降生伯利恒一千次。
That Jesus Christ can be born in Bethlehem 1,000 times.
如果耶稣没有降生在我心里。
If Jesus has not born in my heart.
耶稣基督的降世对我是没有意义的。
His birth is meaningless to me.
我希望每一位基督徒也好。
I pray that Christians
或者是还没有信主的朋友也好
not yet believe in Jesus
相信我的话
believe me
耶稣基督是最后的拯救
Jesus Christ is the only redemption
没有了
there's none
耶稣愿意把他自己完完全全白白的给我们
Jesus completely offer himself to us
只有一个字
one word
来
come